Walt dipped to the Red Rage. All right, so Davis Edwards writes me. He says, Up Against the Wall, Redneck Mother was written and performed by Jerry Jeff Walker, same guy that wrote Mr. Bojangles. But Shelley says otherwise. Shelley says it was Ray Wally Hubbard. Yeah, it's funny because I don't know
either one of those.
I sort of thought it was Jerry Jeff Walker seeing that too, but now that I think about it, I think it may have been Ray Wally Hubbard who wrote that song. I'm pretty sure that Ray Wally Hubbard is the right answer, that Jerry Jeff Walker might have performed that song, but that Hubbard might have written it. By the way, Ramona, we have some Ray Wally Hubbard, because he wrote Snake Farm, right?
Huh? We have Snake Farm. Did he write Snake Farm?
This is your on-air answer. Huh?
Yeah, because the Paul Thorne guy is the singer we have.
Oh.
And I didn't know who wrote Snake, if somebody else wrote it.
Oh. Yeah. I think that's right, though. I think Ray Wally Hubbard wrote it. Say that 10 times fast.
I'm not. I don't want you saying that up against the wall thing fast either. Please.
All right. We have a lot of college football to get to. You can get in if you want. Jamie says, here's my top 25 to start the season. He has Clemson, Penn State, Georgia, Texas. Georgia's high up. Alabama. Jamie, must have bumped your head there. Ohio State, Oregon, Notre Dame.
Yeah, we moved. In case somebody knows, we moved to 35.
Yeah, we bumped Alabama from 23 to 30.
It was the easiest way to change the list.
It was the easiest way, exactly right. And plus, we just like to aggravate you Alabama people, because some of you hated it when I put
roll
them 20.
Roll Tide.
That's right, Roll Tide. You know, my favorite Roll Tide story, Ramona, was the one involving that dude in...
Substitute teacher in Alabama
gets caught with heroin.
Yeah,
as a substitute teacher, 26-year-old, and as they're loading him into the paddy wagon,
to go to jail, and
I say this as God's my witness, it truly was a paddy wagon.
Maybe he had little helpers or something.
Right, I thought those things like disappeared, like I don't know, like 1950 or something or earlier. I didn't think there were any more paddy wagons, but as they're legitimately loading this guy into the paddy wagon, he turns and looks at the camera and he says, "Roll Tide."
Yeah. I mean, you're going to jail.
Yeah.
Let's do Roll Tide.
Right. Substitute teacher busted for heroin in a school system turns to the camera and says, "Roll Tide." Yeah, I'm sure they appreciated that.
Not like Aguilar.
That's right. And then remember the chick in the stands who was kicking people?
Oh, yeah.
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 Yeah. She was a Bama fan, too, right?
Yeah.
Rough. Yeah. Oh yeah, they've shot at each other, killed each other. I
know.
Yeah, the Alabama Auburn fans have killed. The strangest thing is when one of the other is eliminated, they then root for the other, which I don't understand at all.
Oh, do they do that?
Yeah, I don't see how you can be like the greatest rivalry, the most hated, and shoot each other, and then once you're eliminated, then it's back to. We're all SEC against
kind of odd.
All you non-SEC, right? That almost automatically eliminates you as the best rivalry, because most Clemson fans, they're not rooting for South Carolina. If Clemson gets bounced, there's no way on God's green earth Clemson fans are rooting for South Carolina, and vice versa. You know what I mean?
No way.
That's more of a true rivalry. There's none of that. Now, those are teams from different leagues, and Auburn, Alabama, they're related, Same telephone pole. Same telephone pole genetics. Actually, that's probably not fair to the Auburn people.
Oh, come on.
The Auburn people are probably a little more civilized than that. It's probably not fair to them.
That's not good.
It's probably more a Bama thing, a Kentucky thing, West Virginia. West Virginia is just one giant telephone pole. One giant telephone pole of genetics all
Isn't
by itself.
Isn't that the wonderful whites
Yeah,
of
wonderful
West
whites
Virginia?
Of West Virginia. Yeah, it's all you need to know. Allegedly. Yeah, I, I remember when I first saw that, I rented it from a video store, and I was like, holy crap.
Oh, it was a show?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, The Wonderful Whites of West Virginia was
remember.
A show.
I know we talked about it, but I don't remember it being a show.
No, it's, trust me, it's frigging unbelievable. I mean, it's just like whatever you can imagine, it's way worse. No matter what you can imagine The Wonderful Whites of West Virginia might be, it's way, way worse.
Oh, yeah, it's a movie.
Yeah. Yeah, when did it come out?
2009.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that's where I got it. I don't know. I just know. I saw it somewhere. I don't know. And then, you know, keeping along that line, remember I never remember if this was Kentucky or West Virginia. It's easy to get those two states confused. I'm thinking this was Kentucky, but I'm not sure. The Chinese restaurant, was it Kentucky or West Virginia?
I don't remember. You talking about the ones that got caught getting roadkill?
Yeah, I think it was. Well, yeah,
you
don't give away the punchline before we get to
it. Oh, sorry. Wait.
Yeah, that one. Yeah, that one.
Sorry.
Yeah, all these people sitting in a busy Chinese restaurant, and they're all dining. I think it was Kentucky. And they start, suddenly screaming starts. People are screaming in the Chinese restaurant. They realize that the people who own the Chinese restaurant, they're out in the road scraping dead animals off the road, wheeling them into the kitchen.
Yeah.
Wheeling them in. And meanwhile, Ramona, they're eating egg rolls.
Yeah.
The magical mystery meal, egg rolls. You know, what? Man, I loved the egg rolls. At least I did right until then. I fully admit that it could be anything in an egg roll.
In an egg
roll?
Right.
You don't know.
They are good, though.
Oh, yeah. And then, you slather it up with, like, duck sauce and the hot mustard.
Yeah.
And you
We're
know,
hungry
and,
today.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. You slather it up with that stuff, and you don't care anymore whether they're dead animals in it or not. But yeah, these people started screaming and puking, Ramona, as you might expect, because they were eating. They were eating in this restaurant, and they saw this happening in broad daylight in front of the restaurant, and then they're wheeling it in a wheelbarrow into the kitchen. And here's what the owner said. When the police arrived, because this is all real, this all 100% happened. When the police arrived, the owner said that it wasn't his intent to serve it to the customers, that he was saving it for his family.
He was getting, that's bad news. I mean, did he think that was the better option?
Yeah, I think that's a convenient lie. I think that's what that was, a convenient lie.
And it didn't go well.
Yeah, yeah. You
should have said, you can see the road from my restaurant, and I didn't want that out there for people to see.
That's right.
Something like that. I wouldn't feed it to them.
Right,
I wouldn't feed it to
Right, that's a man. That's a wise answer, Ramona.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's somebody with some experience in a bank making excuses.
Oh, how about that?
By the way, Ramona, you've been especially brilliant.
How about that?
That really was a wise answer, Ramona. Yes, I didn't want people to get nauseated while they're eating with a dead animal.
Road.
We needed to get it out of the road.
Yeah,
that's right. We can't have it explode. We can't have it exploding when another vehicle runs over it. We had to get it out of the road. I'm expounding on your. I'm expounding on your story. Yeah.
Making it grosser.
Yeah. Well, that's what I do. It's my job to make it grosser. So, that's a reasonable answer that might have been accepted by everybody. And
I mean, they're not going to believe him either way, but you might as well stick to one that doesn't make him look like he's taking stuff home.
Yeah, the answer of
that's gross.
Wasn't really going to feed it to the customers. I'm taking it home to my family. That's not going to satisfy anybody in that restaurant.
That's
right.
Gross too.
Right. Well, again, they're not going to believe that.
No.
First of all, and basically, you're admitting to doing the same thing on a different target in mind, but you're admitting to doing the same thing. But you do have to wonder a little bit, don't you? Do you ever wonder, like, when you eat an egg roll, especially?
Not usually.
Yeah, because it all comes, it's all, everything's like.
It looks like vegetables.
Well, you don't really know. Let's be honest. We
it
have
looks
really,
like fried vegetables.
We really have no idea. And let's be honest. We really have no idea. Yeah, some like shrimp or something.
Yeah.
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 That's what we're going
Road
with.
Shrimp. Road shrimp. It's some
shrimp was crossing the street.
That's right.
And got
some road shrimp. You know, the thing is, I love the Chinese food, man.
I do too. I mean, like you're disparaging it.
No, because even though I'm disparaging it, I'm really disparaging like the particular restaurant.
Just don't go to Kentucky.
That's right. Don't go to Kentucky to order Chinese food.
Right.
I made the mistake one time of ordering Chinese food in Indiana. That was a mistake.
Not good.
Yeah, that was a mistake. See, you just need to think about it and think how, okay?
How because, did it get there?
Well, yes, because how most of the good Chinese restaurants are coastal related. They're in New York.
True.
They're in San Francisco.
That's true.
How does the good Chinese restaurant ever get to Indiana? Right. How does anybody but the Quackenbushes get to Indiana? Nobody goes, no offense to the Quackenbushes.
Oh no!
In all honesty, nobody goes to Indiana. Okay, I've been there. Nobody who doesn't have relatives or live there, or go to Notre Dame or something. Nobody goes to Indiana. It's not a vacation destination. It's certainly not where you go for Chinese food. So I'm in a hotel room in Indiana, right? And I order some Chinese food. Big mistake. I knew it was a big mistake. And so among the other things I wanted was spare ribs. And they said a guy who sounded like, man, we don't have any spare ribs.
They didn't have it on the menu?
Right. I said, wait, I'm sorry. I said, say again. I said, you don't have any spare ribs? He said, no, we have chicken wings. I said, restaurant. I said, you don't have any spare ribs, but you have chicken wings. And so eventually this food was delivered to my hotel. And there was nothing wrong with the food.
No.
It just wasn't in any way related to Chinese food.
Yeah, no.
You know,
it's chicken wings.
Yeah, it's chicken wings. They called themselves a Chinese restaurant.
That's kind of odd.
That's the Indiana version of a Chinese restaurant. You know, again, there are certain things you just don't do when it comes to, like, eating. Like for example, you don't go to a seafood place and order steak.
That's true.
You don't go to a steak place and order seafood.
That's true.
You go to a steak place, you order steak. You go to a seafood place, you order...
It's their specialty.
Right. If it says seafood on the outside and you don't want seafood, then go to the one that says steak. See how that works? You know, now I'm sounding like the dude who says, take him out of the desert. We'll take him to where the food is. What's his name? Sam Kinison.
Sam Kinison.
That's my favorite Sam Kinison thing. Packers used to play that. They take him where the food is. We'll take you to where the food is. You know, there's nothing grows out here. Nothing's grown out here for 10,000 years. You know, that thing. Do we have that too? We didn't play the Army Navy deal. Okay.
No, you were speaking.
Okay. When we get back. We're going to play Army-Navy. We're going to play the opening to Army-Navy 2017. And maybe we'll play Sam Kinison, too. Maybe if we can. I think we have that, actually. I'm pretty sure we have that. Before we go to break, though, let me tell you about Twin Peaks. Speaking of great food, great everything. Beautiful women, scenic views, scantily clad, insane food. 80 high-definition monitors, not a bad seat in the house. Right now. We are in the middle of back-to-school costume party. That's right. It's the back-to-school costume party. Come celebrate the end of summer with the naughty schoolgirls at Twin Peaks. Get to Twin Peaks right now. You have it all at the Peaks. Again, the 29-degree giant man-sized drafts. If you're a bourbon connoisseur, Twin Peaks has you covered all month long with rare bourbons. If you consider yourself a bourbon connoisseur, at Twin Peaks, we're proud to offer an exclusive and extensive collection of some incredibly rare bourbons, whiskeys, and tequilas. Plus, check out our barrel selects, hand-picked by our team, and bottled just for you, supplies limited. So check on that. But it's incredible. UFC 319, that's just around the corner. That's coming up in 3 days. NCAA football is just around the corner. National Rum Day is coming up in 3 days as well. We'll be telling you more about that, but you'll be able to celebrate National Rum Day in style at Twin Peaks. There's no place like it for a sports fan, trust me. And the biggest surprise of all is the food. The food is outstanding. Scratch-made kitchen, scratch-made food. It's all unbelievable. Trust me, get there. You'll thank me later. You probably want to go tonight. Quick break.
The Anderson Area Touchdown Club begins its 44th year this football season. Every Friday at noon, the Touchdown Club meets at the gorgeous Anderson Institute of Technology campus at 315 Pearman Dairy Road in Anderson. They recognize offensive and defensive players of the week along with the coach of the week for the 8 Anderson County high schools. Each meeting has a keynote speaker from college or NFL fame. Please RSVP for your meal. Tickets are first come, first serve. Visit Anderson Area Touchdown Club on Facebook for more information.
No one wants it to happen to them, but unfortunately, chances are good that at some point, it'll happen to you. Roof troubles. It's one of the most important parts of your biggest investment. So when you need repairs or a new installation, you need someone who you can trust to get the job done right. You need Joe Robertson & Son Roofing.
As a family-owned and operated roofing company since 1965, Joe Robertson & Son have built a reputation for quality craftsmanship. It's why thousands of upstate home and business owners have chosen them for their roofing needs. Beyond providing quality work they're proud to stand by, Joe Robertson & Son Roofing also takes a client-first approach to their job. That means quality roofing, fair pricing, and complete customer satisfaction. Put it all together, and it's easy to see why they're the upstate's premier roofing provider.
You can't cut corners when it comes to roof repairs and installation, so go with the trusted name in the upstate. Go with Joe Robertson & Son Roofing. Get started today by visiting them online at robertsonroofing.net.
Look no further than Clemson Hills RV Club as your RV destination this football season. With breathtaking mountain views and 30 acres of creeks and trails, Clemson Hills RV Club offers full hookup and 50-amp service for your RV all season long. A short drive to campus, plus they're on the stadium side as well. The owners Todd and Mandy look forward to seeing you this season. Find out more at ClemsonHillsRVClub.com. That's ClemsonHillsRVClub.com. Relax and have a great time at Clemson Hills RV Club. Go Tigers!
Attention Orange Nation fans, Kate Klubnick here. I get asked all the time where I got my beautiful truck. It's the same place you should go, Fred Caldwell Chevy in Clover. They took care of me, and they'll do the same for you. So Orange Nation, do like I did. Go see Martin McKinley. He makes it easy, speedy, and transparent. Even if you belong to Maroon Nation, go see Martin at Fred Caldwell Chevy in Clover. EST, easy, speedy, and transparent.
When you need to move, choose Tiger Moving Company for an affordable and stress-free experience. Our team of capable, trainable, and professional movers is dedicated to providing extraordinary customer service. Whether you're relocating across town or across the state, we work hard to ensure your move is seamless. Let's start your journey today. Visit TigerMovingGreenville.com and discover why we're the best choice for your next move. Voted best in the upstate for the past 7 years. Tiger Moving, the easy way to move.
No matter where you begin your journey or how long you stay with Tri-County Technical College, they support your career path from day one. Their enrollment process is seamless, and their experts are available to help you find the balance you're looking for. Tri-County offers financial assistance tutoring, health and wellness resources, career planning assistance, and more. They're nationally ranked and in the top 1% for successful transfers to four-year universities. Visit tctc.edu.
Turn any day into a special occasion when you give her fine jewelry from Turner's Jewelers. Our experts will help you find a dazzling necklace, sparkling earrings, or a stunning bracelet. You know what she loves better than anyone. Turner's can customize a unique piece crafted flawlessly to show your love story. And when it's time to look for engagement or wedding rings, you can count on Turner's Jewelers to make the perfect day even better. Dream up a magical gift at turnersjewelers.com or visit Turner's Jewelers in the Applewood Shopping Center in Seneca.
Discover a new kind of senior living at Everlon Independent Senior Living in Clemson. Say goodbye to cooking, cleaning, and home maintenance. And say hello to comfort and community with chef-prepared meals, transportation services, a fitness room, a calendar full of engaging activities, and walking proximity to Patrick Square. Luxury independent senior living that's all-inclusive with no long-term commitments. Now is your time to live your best life. Schedule your free tour online today at everlineliving.com.
Are you looking to take your lawn to the next level in 2025? At Carolina Top Dressing, we are committed to serving the upstate and bringing golf course type practices to your home, including aeration, top dressing, dethatching, and soil conditioning. Also, ask us about our latest top dressing amendment, Carolina Mix, or sign up for any of our turf services by visiting us at carolinatopdressing.com for your free quote. And as always, go Tigers!
Oh, these polymers aren't as flexible as batch K3.
Researcher Laurie is stretched thin.
Did you get the vulcanization analytics from V66? Wait, are these rubber scores from last week?
She needs to hire new lab technicians so she can bounce back into her old self.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Our matching platform lets you spend less time searching and more time connecting with candidates. Redeem your $75 credit at Indeed.com/credit. Terms and conditions apply.
Your fantasy draft is here. The Smack Talk is starting, and this season, ESPN Bet is giving you more ways to ride with your squad. Introducing ESPN Bet Fan Center, where you can instantly link and bet on your fantasy teams right in the ESPN Bet app. An enhanced sports betting experience only from ESPN Bet, the sports book for sports fans. Download the app today. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369.
Broadcasting live from the Upcountry Fiber Studios, this is 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar. Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
Tuning in from the car?
Flips it for the touchdown!
Stay connected to The Roar after you run your errands using our app or website. Download The Roar app on your phone by searching WCCP-FM The Roar in the App Store. Or tune in on our website, theroarfm.com/listen.
Welcome to the Road Rage. We are back. Let me tell you about my friend Nick Lavery, 1011 Tiger Boulevard, Suite 500, behind Mellon Mushroom and Clemson. Look, do you need someone who knows the law and will be on your side? That's Nick Lavery, Clemson's local attorney. He'll help you get what you deserve. His office is conveniently located in Clemson at 1011 Tiger Boulevard, as I said. Nick's been serving our Clemson upstate community for more than 25 years. His areas of practice include DUI. Look, if you've been charged with DUI, it can be a devastating event. It can disrupt your life, your future. It doesn't mean you're guilty. It means you're going to have to go to court and face the charges. You're going to need a quality South Carolina DUI lawyer to protect your rights and your future. Boat, car, motorcycle accident, you've been injured in any sort of accident, it's time to call Nick Lavery, Clemson's local attorney, to evaluate your case. The consultation and phone call are completely free. You've been through enough. It's time to take action. Wrongful death. If your family's faced with the decision to file a wrongful death lawsuit, it's important to know exactly what you need, how to get what you deserve. Look, if your loved one dies due to the negligence of someone else, it's time for justice. Nick Lavery will make sure you get justice. And finally, parenting is hard. And it's even harder when your child tells you that they're in some sort of trouble with the law. What do you do next? Call Nick Lavery, Clemson's local attorney. He's here to help you. Nick and his unbelievable legal team know the best options to help defend and protect your child and their future, whether it's a DUI, minor in possession, public disorderly conduct, fake ID. Nick Lavery is here to help you and your child. Kids make mistakes. It's not the end of the world. You just need to know where to go for help. For your free consultation, call 864-654-2680. 864-654-3680. 864-654-3680. 654-3680. Or visit online, nicklaverylaw.com. LAVERY.com. Before we get to that clip, Ramona, let me mention, you know, I was on my way in and Will Vandervoort was on with Kwok and Ben talking about the injuries. I thought it was a great conversation. That Will did a terrific job. And Will detailed, the Adam Randall's situation. Well, I mean, as detailed as we know at this point. And Randall has some sort of apparent knee situation. It's not thought to be significant. And so that's the good news. It's not thought to be anything that's going to keep him out for an extended period. I will get more information on this probably shortly. Obviously, a key situation, as is the Khalil Barnes injury. These would be significant players for Clemson to lose. I mean, all we've heard about is Randall. If you did not have Randall versus LSU or you had a compromised Randall, that changes the equation to a degree. And the same thing is true with Khalil Barnes. You know, there's been obviously discussion about Garrett Nussmeier's knee, whatever happened with him. But these are significant injury situations. Walker Parks, even to watch from the Clemson perspective, you know, and the dilemma with injuries is they seem to multiply as they have for the Atlanta Braves the last couple of years. And this is all part of the element of luck, the part that's not predictable. You know, when I sat there back in February and I made projections about who I think is going to be in this thing at the end, and I picked, you know, Clemson, Penn State, no particular order, with Texas third, you know, I'm assuming health. But if any of these teams aren't blessed with health, then they can forget it. It won't happen. You need to be really good. You need to be well coached, and you need luck. And luck includes an element of health. You know, it's not just the way the ball bounces. I mean, unless you're, you know, 1998 Tennessee, then it's always the way the ball bounces. But other than them and their bogus championship, most often luck involves injuries. It involves whether you're healthy or not. And that plays such a big role in all of this. And obviously that's the part I can't guess at. And, you know, and some of these teams have already had some significant injuries. I mean, Penn State lost Max Granville for the year. And that's a five-star type guy who they were super high on at defensive end, you know, thinking that he was going to be a part of the replacement answer for Abdul Carter. Well, he's not playing this year. So, you know, these injuries all bear watching. And offensive line injuries like a Walker Parks injury in a vacuum may not mean that much because, again, I think Clemson has some depth at the offensive line and some versatility. But you don't – the problem is, do they stay in a vacuum or does it broaden? Do additional injuries change that whole picture? Because that's the real concern. You know, like Penn State will probably be okay at defensive end if they don't suffer any other injuries. But if they suffer another injury to either of those two frontline guys, then they've got an enormous problem. You know, and so that's what you have to watch for in these type of situations. So we'll see. Looper, how are you, Looper? Good to have you.
Oh yeah, I've had an interview this morning. I've watched playing. Finding, you know, Art Darnovan, you know, he played for the Colts. Art Darnovan.
Yeah. What about Art Darnovan?
Yeah, and then, Art Darnovan. I sent you one just now where I found one where he's on Johnny Carson.
Oh, okay.
A little 8-minute
okay.
one. He was telling some stories. Then I found the one where, you know, when Miami was playing Washington Redskins in the Super Bowl and Washington kind of creamed them.
Yeah.
And he had David Letterman had him on after the Super Bowl that Monday. So it's whatever Super Bowl, then had him on Monday night. He said, you know, did you watch it? You know, he said, well, how, you know, Don Shirley, he played with y'all. Yeah, he was a cornerback. I played safety back there. He said, Don Shirley looked like he's insane. He said, I could tell you some stories by him back in 55, but I can't, you know, because he can sue me. That's the kind of guy he is. And then he got in the, David Letterman, well, he kind of, you know, he don't, what do you mean? He said, well, in Miami, you know, he thinks he can walk on water. You know, he said, down there in Miami, they say he can walk on water, but yeah. I think he missed a rock yesterday, talking about because they got clobbered.
Well,
he was telling a story, they was playing in Green Bay, you know, and Green Bay had that All-American tight end. You know, it's back in 55. That's about seven years before my about 4 or 5 years before my time, before I was even born. He said, well, he was holding him, kept holding him. And he said, I heard the tight end said, now, if you hold me again, I'm going to get you. So a couple plays later, he was holding him again. And the tight end that played for Green Bay, when nobody wasn't looking, he gave him a shoulder, throwed a shoulder upside his head, and cracked his helmet and broke his jaw. He was out the rest of the season.
Really? You know,
He'll tell you on there when you watch it.
And the Art Donovan thing, Art Donovan, for people who don't know, Art Donovan was one of the funniest individuals in pro football history.
Well, he told the truth.
Yeah, his stories were hysterical.
They played, you know, back then he said, you know, football was football. He didn't like, and then he said, I don't like it now, you know, when they start telling they wear pantyhose and all this. But he said they're coming back from Green Bay. And you know, they're calling the names out, player getting on the plane, they're calling out Shuler, and the guy supposed to be with him, his roommate, you know, when they get back, you know, go back to the training camp where they're going, nobody called, no answer. So they stand around looking. Next thing I know, Donovan said a cab pulled up. Said Shuler got out on the driver's side, had the taxi cab hat on. And the player supposed to be in his roommate got out the back seat. He fell out. He was so drunk. He thought he was paying. He was forking money out to pay the cab driver. You know, Shuler was driving. He didn't know. He thought he was paying the real cab driver. What Donovan said. Hell, they got on. He said they got on the plane and David Letterman said, "What happened?" Said they just left the cab there. And he said, "What do you mean?" They, oh, Shuler stole the cab. Just got out, stole the cab. Got a cab, you know, the cab driver must have got out and left the cab because he had the cap on, took the cap off, threw it back in the cab, taxi cab. Then the back seat opened up, the guy he posted roommate with, he said he was so drunk, he just fell out. You know, getting swallowed out, paying Don Shula, thought he was paying the damn cab driver.
They should have known Don Shula just from his chin.
Well, he said the guy was so drunk, you know, yeah. He said Shula wasn't too steady itself. He said he just threw the. He said, "David Letterman said, what are you doing?" He said he just threw the cap back the cab, right, cab, and cab was just sitting there as they're getting on the plane. You know, when they're taking off, cab was still sitting there. And David Letterman said, "What do you mean?" Well, he stole the cab.
That's
both terrible. Of them were so drunk. See, I didn't. You know, when I heard that first time, I thought, you know, he's kind of a saint. That's what he's saying. He said, "Miami people down in Miami think Shuler walks on water, but I think he skipped a rock Sunday."
Yeah, 100%. Hey, Looper, thank you. Good talking to you. Yeah, look, Don Shuler was revered. I mean, like revered. That's how he was judged. And by the way, people in like gaming circles, they never bet against Don Shuler. It was like sacrilegious to bet against Don Shuler. Hey, let me tell you about Yoder's Building Services. Established in 1986 by the Yoder family, this family-owned business is based in Fairplay, South Carolina, with a mission to be the most helpful building supply in the region. Yoder's offers a spacious showroom, knowledgeable and friendly staff, extensive selection of high-quality product lines. The company caters to professional contractors, ensuring access to top-tier materials for various building needs. This is Yoder's. Yoder's Building Services provides a wide range of building materials available both in stock and through special orders to address the diverse needs of construction projects. Their departments include building materials, lumber, roofing, siding, windows, doors, masonry, hardware, tools, so much more. Engineered wood and truss manufacturing plant, installed services like cabinets, stone, garage doors. With extensive product knowledge and attention to detail, Yoder's the best, and everyone knows it. Yoder stands apart from all the competition, aiming to be a one-stop shop for all your building needs while delivering exceptional service and high-quality materials. Customers are encouraged to visit Yoder's showroom to explore options for their next building project. The staff is more than ready to assist with personalized service and expert advice. 500 East Fairplay Boulevard, Fairplay, South Carolina. 864-972-3003, 972-3003. Whether you go, whether you call, tell them I sent you. It's how it works. Monday to Thursday, 7 to 5. Friday, 7 to 4:30. Saturday and Sunday closed. The website is goyoders.com. At Yoder's Building Supply, quality is more than a promise. It's a way of life. You'll 100% thank me later. Quick break. Walt Tiptula, Road Rage.
Ready to ditch that workout that just involves lifting heavy things or running on a treadmill in front of yet another screen in your life? Come climb some walls at Blockhaven, Greenville's bouldering gym where strength and flexibility meet problem solving and community. No ropes, no harnesses, just giant padded floors, 16-foot walls, and hype music. No experience, no problem. Blockhaven has over 200 routes for everyone, from beginners to Olympic climbers that change every month, so boredom doesn't stand a chance. Come solo, bring the crew, sign up your kids for their youth teams, or throw a party. Mention the Roar at the front desk for 20% off your first day pass or a $0 membership fee. Come reach new heights at Blockhaven, where you can climb harder, build fitness, and join a thriving community of healthy people. Visit Blockhaven in the Judson Mill District in Greenville, just a short drive from anywhere in the upstate. Or visit BLOCHAVEN.com for more information today.
Another football season is here, and it's time to get Palmetto Party Experience on your team. From coolers to chairs, TVs, tents, and tables, we've got everything you need for a hassle-free tailgate. Whether it's a single game, multi-game, or full season, we've got a package to fit your plans. Our team delivers professional, reliable service so you can enjoy a stress-free and unforgettable game day. Check us out at palmettopartyex.com. That's palmettopartyex.com.
Book today!
Actual price will depend on product and subscription plan. Featured products are compounded drug products, which the FDA does not approve or verify for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. See website for details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Want a boost in and out of the bedroom? Hims has you covered. Introducing a new 2-in-1 approach to level up your game. Tadalafil for better bedroom performance and zinc for testosterone support. Put it all together and you've got what you need to turn things all the way up. Getting started is simple. Just go to hims.com/radio to start your free online visit. Through Hims, you can access ED treatments, including pills, chews, and more, 100% online. No office visits, no pharmacy lines. Just fill out a simple intake form and a licensed medical provider will determine if treatment's right for you. If prescribed, it ships free and discreetly to your door. Find affordable treatment options at up to 95% less than brand names at hims.com/radio. That's hims.com/radio. hims.com/radio.
Ariat delivers the best in men's Western apparel for the job site, the rodeo, and date night. Ariat offers a wide selection of patterns and styles, from plaids and checks to embroidered prints. Color-rich solids, Ariat's performance shirts are tailored with advanced movement features. From fabrics designed with cooling comfort and sun protection technology, from retro to classic, new west to old, whatever your style, Ariat has you covered. Shop Ariat at Harrison's in Malden and Spartanburg or harrisonsusa.com. Harrison's, the home of work, Western, and wow!
Braves fans, step up your sock game with Clemson Sock Shop and make every step a home run. That's right. Clemson Sock Shop has all the fun, funky, nostalgic socks to make you stand out in the crowd. Whether you're cheering on the Braves at the stadium, watching the game on the couch, or listening to the game recap on the Roar during your morning commute, gear up with Clemson Sock Shop. It's fun fashion for your feet. And as always, buy five, get one free. Located inside Newtique Boutique on Pendleton Square.
Gilstrap Roofing's experienced team specializes in shingle and flat roofs for residential, commercial, and industrial customers. Their dedication to complete customer satisfaction is why a large portion of their business comes from repeat customers and referrals. If you need a full-service roofing contractor that has over 88 years of experience and takes pride in top customer satisfaction, Gilstrap Roofing has got you covered. Call for your free roofing estimate today at 269-1232 and online at gilstraproofing.com.
Get ready for an exciting Thursday edition of Out of Bounds. Love for you to join us at noon. Look, we are 1 week out from our college football kickoff show where we're supposed to have everything buttoned up, and yet some of these quarterback races are just a mess. We'll talk about it. Plus, we will move on to the Power Four, Big 12 win total plays. Brian Edwards is going to give us some Vegas winners as well. Plus, the latest with the Atlanta Braves and the New York Mets. All sorts of college football nuggets, including Clemson and elsewhere. You know where to find us, right here on the Roar.
Your home for the Upstate's best sports talk radio 24 hours a day.
You guys are the best station in town.
You got the best radio station going.
You guys are the best, man.
We are the Roar, part of the ESPN family.
Peyton says, do you think Sadler can fill in? Is it a big drop-off? Look, I think that I think Clemson has plenty of answers. And as long as there's no additional injuries, Peyton, I think Clemson will be fine. First of all, you hope that Walker Park's going to have a complete healthy season. It's been a problem for him throughout his career. Whatever reason, he's been injury prone. You hope that he can stay healthy because he's got great leadership ability and he's a good player. People are asking about the extent of it. I don't know the answer to that yet. And, they try and keep that stuff a little wrapped up. And we'll see. Only time is going to tell the answer to any of that. All right. On the opening to the Army-Navy game, this was the 2017 Army-Navy game. And if you don't understand Army-Navy, I don't know how that works. You know, if you grew up in a military family, you probably understand it. I think a lot of young people don't really understand it. But I think you understand it when you actually start to sit there and watch it and you understand what it means and the players who play and what it really means. But I don't know if it was ever summarized any better than in the 2017 preamble from CBS to Army-Navy. And we give you that right now.
From the very beginning, it's always started the same way. For every one of them, across generations, across eras, across history. Over more than a century, they've all waited to get the same word. To get word that they've been chosen. Chosen to sacrifice.
Are you kidding me?
To dedicate.
There's a letter.
To serve.
Dear Mr. Elliott.
Dear Mr. E.
Dear Mr. Holden.
You've been selected for a mission.
And authorized to report to the United States Naval Academy.
United States Military Academy.
On the 9th of July, 1960,
1921,
on 12 July, 2001.
Annapolis, Maryland.
West Point, New York. So proud of you, son.
Are you sure about this?
Yeah.
Did you hear that? Boy's going to be an officer in the United States Army.
Only they know what it feels like to be a different kind of kid. The kind of kid willing to risk life for country.
So many people ask, why would he ever commit to going to this type of an institution?
It's scary as a parent.
It's something I think every parent thinks about.
But you're proud of him on the other hand, you know?
They're actually giving up a lot of themselves to support and protect everyone else.
How many people can say that that's what their kid decides to do?
It's in his heart. And it has to be in your heart to defend the country.
You can expect to be challenged academically, physically, morally. Your summers basically don't exist.
You miss out on the kids' holidays.
It's not going to be an easy journey.
You have your academics, you have your military duty, and you have football.
Yes, it is just a game. But a game that epitomizes everything they're here for.
It's the only game that everyone's playing in it. They're willing to die for everyone who's watching it.
Since 1890, the Army-Navy game has embodied the timeless commitment of a group of young men and women to the nation and the ideals that both academies serve. War heroes, presidents, and Heisman winners have all graced this stage. Enemies for one day, who know their calling will unite them when they leave the field. Just as their stories do, wherever in America they began.
Edifying, New Jersey.
Chicago, Illinois.
Phoenix, Arizona.
Nashville, Tennessee.
Our son is Jackson Dittman.
James Nautical, number 19.
Johnny Traynor.
Number 6.
Andrew Wood, number 61.
Go Navy!
Lead Army!
Fort Atkinson is cheering for
him. Come on, you got this!
Back to back.
We can do this.
Kick some butt!
Go Army!
Lead Navy!
Go Navy!
Never forget how it all starts for them. Never forget what it takes to decide as a kid that your life is going to be about more than just yourself.
You're a mother, you're always gonna worry.
That's her first one. She carried him around for 40 weeks.
They would do whatever it took to protect our country. It's tough.
Once he decided and thought that this was right for him, I supported him 100%.
He knew it was the place for him, so I really just tried to embrace that.
I'm not going to be selfish. It's the unselfish thing for your kids. You let them go. You gotta let them go.
From the very beginning, it's always started the same way. across generations, across eras. They've gotten word that they've been chosen to sacrifice, to dedicate, to serve. And they've headed off to West Point and Annapolis. It takes a certain kind of kid to commit to these institutions. Now, today, in a football game, celebrate the courage of every man and woman to ever make that commitment. For the 118th time, this is Army Navy.
How freaking amazing is that? I mean, it's like chills. And it doesn't matter how many times I hear that, see it. Like I said, if you haven't seen it, go seek it out. It's the 2017 opening to Army Navy. It's just unbelievable. And it tells you sort of how special that game truly is. There's nothing like that game. You know, I would love if, you know, it mentions, you know, presidents and Heisman Trophy winners and generals and all that stuff. I would love to see another Heisman Trophy winner come out of Army or Navy. It'd be unbelievable. It'd be incredible. I mean, Blake Horvath, you know, he's not even listed on the odds, but it's not crazy to put a few pesos on him if you can find a place that you can get him. I don't know what the odds would be. It'd be astronomical. If you can find a place where you can get him, it would not be crazy. I think he's going to lead his team to an 11-1 season, and I think they're going to compete against Notre Dame. I think that's what Navy's going to do. So we bumped Navy up today. We bumped Navy up. Texas says, I love Walker Parks coming out of high school. This is 679. I thought he was a bully we needed at left or right tackle. Like you said, he's been injury prone, so is this unexpected? I wish Walker the best, but I expect this gives a younger, maybe better player an opportunity to shine in Luke I trust. Yeah, again, the main concern here is the depth. I'm not all that concerned about, you know, losing Walker Parks for one game. I'm more concerned about the depth element of it. I mean, if that's what's going to happen, I don't know that it is, but that would be my concern. More so than the injury of any one specific player up front would be my concern about, you know, now you're entering depth mode, and you'd be entering depth mode early. So you need Walker Parks back as a part of this equation. It's too early to start losing pieces that are a part of that offensive line conversation. So that would be my concern. All right, I want to get to several college football things, including Ramona. I want to look at this Bill Connelly what ifs list, and I want to ask our own questions about these top 10 teams and talk about the best teams in the country and what their actual questions are. We don't have the Sam Kinison thing. Maybe we'll have that for tomorrow. But I also want to look, Ramona, at our coaches list, because, you know, it's funny because when somebody asked me about this, I actually forgot I even did a coaches list. That I did the coaches list. What did you say? May 1st? Is that what you said?
The end of May.
Okay, sometime at the end of May, I did the coaches list, and I said to Ramona today, I said, so how many did I rank? Because I like barely remember this. I remember the top of it. I remember the in-state schools, but I barely remember the totality of this list. I said, so how many did I do? And she said 50. I had no idea. I ranked 50 coaches. I had no concept. So let's go through this, Ramona. Let's start here. Let's talk some college coaches before we get to the what-ifs conversation. Some of this will extend, obviously, in tomorrow. So we'll go over this. I did this back in May, so we're basically 3 months removed from when we did this. And like I said, I don't even remember really discussing this, but apparently I ranked 50 college football coaches. So let's start at 50, Ramona, and work our way up. I'm only going to stop you if I think there's something interesting in the 50 to 25 range. Once we get to the top 25, then we'll have a more serious conversation. There's only one guy, just thinking about it right now, that I would probably move. And I remember why we did this. I thought there was some wild lists out there about coaching rankings, and that's why I did this at the time. I wasn't necessarily inclined to rank 50 coaches, but go ahead.
50 is Clark Lee of Vanderbilt, arrow up.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I forgot. We did arrow up, arrow down, and sideways. Is that it? So, yeah. So the status quo. Yeah, you know, how can you not be a little high on Clark Lee? I just said I wasn't going to stop you, so I stopped you at 15. How can you not be a little high on Clark Lee? I mean, after the year they had at Vanderbilt, they beat Alabama, they gave Texas a go, and now they're back the next year with a loaded football team that you know, the schedule's very difficult, but this is going to be a fun team to watch this year, and you got to give Clark Lee some credit. I mean, he's doing some things at Vanderbilt and doing them the right way.
49 is Ryan Silverfield of Memphis. He's got a sideways one.
I think he's one of the more underrated coaches in America. So now I've commented on both of the first two. I think Silverleaf was the offensive line coach under Norvell. And I thought he did a really good job at Memphis and did a really good job in that capacity. And he's continued the Memphis success. There's not been any drop-off. I think Silverleaf is a really good football coach. Maybe he gets an opportunity somewhere else at some point.
48 is Matt Rule at Nebraska. He's our arrow up.
Yeah, look, this is more for what he's done previously than necessarily what he's done at Nebraska so far, although there are some signs of some turnaround. Look, he believes in speed and analytics, and that's what he's done everywhere he's been. So I expect you're going to continue to see that at Nebraska, and you'll see a bit of a rise from Nebraska this year.
47 is Mark Stoops at Kentucky. He's arrowed down.
Yeah, and you know, Ramona, that arrow might be 6 feet underground after this season because I've already picked them to go lower than their total of 4.5. Oh, by the way, we need Navy's win total because I want to take Navy higher. So we're going to add one to the win total list. Don't let me forget that. We need to look up Navy's win total. I just think that things are going in completely the wrong direction. He still gets the benefit of what he's accomplished. That's how he hangs on the end of this list. But next year, he won't be there. I'm not even sure he's going to be coaching at Kentucky next year. I sort of don't think so as of now.
Okay. 46 is G.J. Is it Kenny?
Yes.
Texas State, he's arrow up.
I love G.J. Kenny. In fact, Ramona, we have two more totals I want to play. I want to play Navy higher, and I want to play Texas State higher because of G.J. Kenny. I think G.J. Kenny, listen, if there is a sort of an unknown rising star in the game of college football right now from a coaching perspective, it's G.J. Kenny. G.J. Kenny is the former quarterback at Tulsa. I thought he was an underrated player, really good, tough, cerebral quarterback at Tulsa, and he's taken that to the next level already with his coaching acumen, and he's a really bright offensive mind. I really like what he's doing with that program. I'm telling you right now, watch G.J. Kenny. His star is rising. He is not going to be there long. This is a guy who's going to be moving on up Jefferson style. This guy is definitely moving up. This is not just one arrow up. This is like 17 arrows up. This guy, I'm telling you right now, watch G.J. Kenny. He's going to be one of the next big things in college football. It's just a matter of time. All right, who's next?
45 is Mark. Mike Norvell at FSU's arrowed down.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't know what to do with Norvell, you know, based on the last two seasons. I don't think the Florida State people like this positioning, but, you know, we'll see. I mean, I think they win like 7 games. Waltip to the road rage. Quick break.
WCCP-FM 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson. WAHT AM 1560, Cowpens. 97.5, Spartanburg. We are the Roar.
It's official. Jazz on the Alley every Thursday night right here in downtown Seneca. It's a lot of fun. It's absolutely free. It's outside dining and great music. We get started early at 5:30 with a happy hour. Here's a few sounds of some of these fabulous artists. And we get ready for a great show, 7 till 9, with the main acts. We got some great lineups for you right here. Here's just a few of the artists. Change, change, change. Yeah, you and your friends, along with 3,000 of your closest friends, will be here every Thursday night right here on Ramcat Alley in Townville Street. It's Jazz on the Alley, voted best event of the year. Come on out, bring your chairs just in case you need them, and have fun. And every Thursday, we'll see you for a little jazz.